Well, good morning, kids. I invite you to sit down and imagine yourself in church as we are gathering for children's time. I hope that you're having a wonderful Sunday and that you're just being with your family and playing with your toys and just having as much fun as you can during this time. So I want to ask you, how many of you here have puppies? I can't see your hands, but I invite you to raise them, and I imagine perhaps there's at least a few of you that have raised your hands, that you have a dog or maybe a cat or a rabbit or guinea pig or something at home, right? Now, how many of you have named your animals? Can you think and recount all the names of all your different animals? Maybe you can remember where you came up with that name. Well, I want you to meet one of our new animals here at our home. And her name is Snickers. Yes, she is named after the candy bar, which is delicious. I've included a photo with the recording today, so maybe your parents, your grandparents, or loved ones can bring that photo up so you can see a little picture of Snickers. Yes, she still is a puppy, even though she's a very big puppy. And one of the things I've noticed about Snickers is how quickly, when Snickers came to be with us in our home, she recognized her name. How many of you can call the name of your animal and they'll come running down the hallway and come and see you as soon as you call that name? Now, granted, they might come running down the hallway too as soon as you fill up their bowl full of food, but I bet you that they are a lot happier to see you most of the time than that food. So the story today from our gospel narrative is the story of how Jesus is what we call the Good Shepherd. And Jesus talks about the fact that he knows us, that we know him, that we are related to him, for we are his sheep, and he is our shepherd. He also promises to always protect us and to keep us safe and to never let us be lost to the dark places in this world, the difficult things that happen to us, the sad moments, the hurtfulness that we feel. Jesus promises to protect us from that. So I want you to remember that in the same way that your puppy sort of runs to you or your animal runs to you and feels more comfortable being with you, that we are kind of like, well, I don't want to say we're God's dogs or cats or whatnot, but in a way we kind of are at least God's children and little children. And so we are always invited to run towards God. And God calls us by name each and every day and invites us to be present in prayer and reading our Bible and telling stories and being kind to one another and remembering that no matter where we go, no matter what happens to us in this life, Jesus is our good shepherd. He'll be with us always. Will you pray with me for that today? Dear Jesus, help us to always know we can call upon you by name, that you know our name, and that you will always promise to be with us every day of our life. And help us to be kind, to love others, and to serve you every single day. Amen. Kids, I hope you're having a wonderful day. No matter what you're doing, I hope that you're surrounded by the people you love. And I really look forward to seeing you again soon. Take care now.